myself this morning. You're in the house. Lord, I'd be happy to just go home right now. Maybe somebody needs to be saved here today. I just want everybody to know you've been an inspiration to me, and this church has meant a lot to me. And several years and years in the past, and I miss Sister Dot and Brother Cecil and them, that some of the others has gone on, and but we're just waiting, as the scripture says, the King is coming.
Yeah.
If I had a thought, that'd be all the thought I would have. Yeah. The King is coming.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
What do you pray for? We don't know the hour or the day, the week or the month or the year, but he's already calling people out.
Yeah,
you hear a few there, somebody over there. I have so many great memories. I'm just so blessed this morning.
Yes.
To know that I am a child of the King.
Amen.
I guess we wore an old song out many years ago because his royal blood now flows through our veins.
Yeah.
But this morning, every child of God, if you know the prayer of the righteous, let's pray that somebody be saved.
Yeah, amen.
Yes. I didn't come with a great swelling words or to make you a promise of anything. Apostle Paul said, as he went to Corinth Church and many others, he said, I feel least among
them. Yeah.
You got some of the greatest men that I know of sitting right here in this church house today to do a lot better job than I could ever do. I feel least among all of you, because I don't know this morning within myself there's so much in this book.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you I've read every verse and every word in this, but I've read it through and through and through, and I know I missed a lot. Apostle Paul was talking about that the King is coming and how that he may come and what may happen on that day when he arrives.
Yeah.
Said there would be many standing when the Lord shall appear.
Yeah.
There would still be some glorying in his name and saying his prayer.
Right. That's right.
Wouldn't that be something this morning, the Lord came while we're here at church.
Yeah, bless you.
Preaching to the lost this morning that they would be saved. There's so much in this Bible that I don't know why the Lord wants to go. And Paul said in the 3rd chapter of the book of Ephesians, and some over in the 4th chapter, that, and some on over there, but we'll read a few verses and see how the revelation be made known unto the mystery, as I wrote therefore a few words. For until we read, we may understand my knowledge in that the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and his prophets, by the Spirit, the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, partakers of the promise of Christ by the gospel. As Paul said, as I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power.
Yeah. Amen.
I get where I can read a lot of this, and again, to meditate upon God's word and sin. What Paul is telling us here, that we all need to know the Lord to free pardon of sin.
Yes.
Need to be born again.
Amen.
preaching in them old churches with no air conditioning.
Yeah.
No fans. Boy, the man preached for about an hour, he'd be soaking wet with sweat.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, that didn't bother me. That didn't slow him down.
That's right.
Brother, because the Spirit of the Lord was there and he blessed the church and he began to tell the people, come on and gather in.
Yeah.
Because the King is coming.
Yes.
Right. Amen.
We don't know.
Yeah.
That's right.
The hour, the day, the week, or the month that he's coming.
Yeah. Right.
But here's the big question. Where is he going to catch each and every one of us when he appears?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, people go to ball games and scream their lungs out. When they get to church, they act like they're dead.
Yeah.
Lord, be made us alive and drunk people.
That's right.
To lift him out before a lost and dying world.
Because
this morning, that Paul said, I didn't receive it of man. Man didn't teach me. Man didn't tell me the way of the Lord. But he said that it takes the preached gospel.
Amen.
It takes the word of God this morning coming down from the throne of God. I can't stay up there a lot. I'd like to be down here at your level this morning. Brother, seeing the smiling faces of God that you have already felt the Spirit of the Lord. Paul talked about the fruit of the Spirit. Boy, you know what, this morning, I am so happy and so glad this morning that I met the King tonight. Brother, this morning, I tell you what, I may be poor as a beggar, but I'm rich as the King.
Amen.
Paul went on to say many times in the Scripture that how that when we come together in unity and in love, giving our testimonies of the old life, I wasn't fit to kill, I wasn't fit to live.
Right.
But thank God this morning for the unity of the Spirit, the power of God, that it was preached and delivered unto us. Brother said, instead of condemnation, brother, when we felt the power of God coming, I knew I had to make a step, I had to move, because I saw something there tonight that really told me I needed to be saved.
Yeah.
Brother, I wasn't even fit to be saved. Brother, God said, here it is. try me. Brother, that's what a lot of Christians need to do.
That's right.
They need to trust the Lord and try him. I've had a few bumps in the road. Brother, I've had a few bad girlies. But the Lord said, I may not keep you from it, but I'll keep you through it.
Amen.
And you can go and preach right on.
Yeah.
And they will be saved. He said they will be saved by the grace of God.
That's
saved me for something and he's keeping me for something. And to be here to preach to you maybe today, that somebody will be saved. Listen, hear what the Lord said unto you this morning. Call upon him. Prove him this morning. Listen to what church what the Lord said. Since our people that's called by my name, let them pray. Let them call upon me. And I will open the windows of
blessings that the world's got out there for you kids. Lord, I tell you what, if I had a little kid in school today, I'd worry myself sick. Brother, the thing that's going on in this world. Brother, listen, you don't have to wait till Sunday or Wednesday night to pray. You can pray every day, every day of your life. And trust the Lord, and then when you get to church, you won't have to sit and wonder what's going on this morning. Boys, when you feel the unity of the Spirit of the Lord, knowing that the old life has passed away, behold, the new has become new. Brother, this morning, I'm really not the same old man that I used to be. I used to be a little more slim and trim. I looked bigger up here than anywhere else. But thank God this morning, God, your cornbread and beans and onions have come. Changed my favor a little bit. It hasn't changed my outlook on heaven. It hasn't changed my outlook on what the Lord does for us. You know, the Lord has done many miracles in our lives. You're a miracle, and everybody's been saved is a miracle.
Yes.
And you know what, this morning, if I was to leave right now, I'd say thank you, Lord, for what you did for me. The sisters I've had there is like a sister. Brother Carl's on the home.
Rob and Sherry gets us a song of invitation this morning. I'd like to extend this invitation that Dad has preached to you about this morning, that we don't know the hour nor the day that the Lord is coming, but we know this, He's coming. And if He was to tarry another 100 years, most likely none of us would still be here. We're all going to have to leave this world and give an account for ourselves and for not another. I can't answer for you. You cannot answer for me. But today we heard some great testimonies. We heard some great singing. We heard a great message. To ask you if you're ready. Jack testified wonderfully. Jack, come up here and stand right up here, would you? And Matt, back there. If you would come up here and stand on this side with me. God put this on my heart. I just want to obey Him for a minute. Two examples of young people. Amen. That just followed the Lord. They say that church is for old people. I want you to look at this today. Amen. They say that this is the church of tomorrow. I say it's the church of today. We heard Emerson testifying. I call him my Italian brother. Yes. Raised Catholic. But God got a hold of him with something that was different than catechism. Showed him that it's not just a formality of knowing God, but it's the personal relationship that you have of knowing God. So while they sing us a song, I'd like to ask you today, do you know this Jesus that Dad has preached to you about? Do you know the Lord as your personal Savior? Can you sing that song, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own? Or are you out there today feeling so isolated, like you're the only one in the house today, that everybody is looking at you because they have something you don't have, and you feel so down and out? You feel like, I'd like to know what they are talking about. It's more than just a book. I don't have my Bible. It's more than just a book. It's more than just about a man called Jesus. But it is life. As we hold that book, and as we have him in our heart and soul, that it's more than I can even put into my vocabulary to tell you. All I know is that it is better felt than told. You ask me how I know I'm saved. I was there when it happened. I don't know how he did it. All I know is that I went to an altar with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Felt like my heart was about to leap out of my chest. And I called upon the Lord. Did you pray a long prayer? Did you pray a prayer out of a book? All I remember, was asking for forgiveness. And the best thing that ever happened to me was the burden was lifted. Pastor Charlie Bay's dad talked about, said, did you ask God to save you? I shook my head, yes. He said, do you feel like you've been saved? And I shook my head, yes. He said, do you want to be baptized and part of the church? And I shook my head, yes. You say, why didn't you tell him? Because I couldn't talk. I felt like my throat had just swollen up. You say, and that's what you want us to experience today? Church, can I get a witness? Is it not the best thing to ever happen to you? To know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So while they sing a song, I ask you today, would you consider making him the Lord of your life while they sing? Anyone at all today? God has sent this day just for you. And now it's what do you do with it? Step out and make Jesus the Lord of your life. Real quickly now, while he's dealing with you, follow your heart. How about you, church member? You know you're saved, but you need that walk with God. You've strayed a little bit. Maybe not been as faithful as you should. Why don't you come? One more verse, Rob. They will close. One more verse. Sing this with them today, church. You know these words. I've wasted many precious years, but now I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Yes. Follow your heart today. Yes. Take that step out behind that pew. Lift the rafters just wanted on this course, would you? Says, come on home. Your friends and family that's with you this morning, they say, come on home. Open wide. Yes. God bless each and every one of you. I've had a wonderful time in the house of God today. Thankful for these two young men that followed the Lord today. And they both just threw a log on the fire. And made my cup to overflow. And the singing and the message today. If you haven't felt the presence of God, something is wrong with you today. He said that they would be those that would go so far as to even forget the day that they were purged from their sins. But today it's been a wonderful day to be in the house of God. I thank each and every one of you for obeying what God put upon your heart. Maddie, for your wonderful testimony. Isn't it wonderful to know that when family leaves here, they leave us a promise. I shall see you again. I may not see you tomorrow on this side of the river, but wait till you get home. And what a time we're going to have when we get up there. Today it's going to be a better felt than told for sure. And I appreciate the words this morning. Appreciate everything that has transpired in our gathering. And you know what? We're going to come back tonight at 6 o'clock and just pick up where we left off this morning. God is moving in a mighty way in Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. A lot of churches like to have what you have in this church. They can't buy it. They can't create it. They can't work it up. But God, through and by your obedience and your faithfulness and your love for the Lord and each other, God allows it to manifest in when we gather together. You take my little spark, Ray, your little spark, and take all of our little sparks and put them together. Next thing you know, we got an inferno going right here in the midst of Eastgate, Ohio. God bless you today. Fellowship one with another. Come back tonight at 6 o'clock. And Matt, you just let us know when you want to be baptized, and we'll fill this baptistry up. We won't go to the river, but we'll fill the baptistry up, and we will be baptizing you and hopefully, prayerfully, others that will come to know the Lord before it's too late.